हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो जस्ट बिफोर आई केम हियर आई वॉज विथ वन कपल फ्रॉम दुबई who have come here because their baby has trisomy 13 in the womb. Trisomy 13 means from top to tip, tip to toe, wherever you see, there are anomalies, congenital anomalies, right from the womb only. So, naturally, you know, you get a baby like that, you do sonography, it's so much upsetting. No? Every single thing is wrong. You name the organ, name the limb, there's anomaly. It's a package full, trisomy 13. Now, when you come across such a situation, maybe in your life, sort of, unexpectedly, this comes to you. What you can do? You can sit and cry. How unfortunate I am. How unlucky I am. Then second question you ask, why me only? I have not done anything wrong. I chant the holy name. I don't eat meat. I don't drink wine. I don't do nonsense. I don't cheat people. I have not done anything wrong to people. Then why me only? This is the biggest question. Why me only? There are so many people who are sinful in the world. Why me only? What else will come to your mind? One is why me only? And you may think, how unfortunate. And I may cry all the time. What else? What else can be the reaction? Imagine yourself. Now, why the baby is suffering? What wrong the baby has done? What else? Why me only? There's a big, main question is why me only? So all these questions have answer, by the way. Don't think that they are not having answers. Why the baby is suffering? What baby has done? The answer is that life is of in continuation. Life is not only this life. Life is always in continuation. Maybe in different species of life. Maybe in not human life. Maybe demigod life. Maybe animal life. Maybe bird life. Maybe insect life. Maybe any life. But life is in continuation because the soul is eternal and the soul is going from one body to another body. So the soul has some account which leads the soul to a particular womb. Your Rishikesh has a particular account which has led him to your womb. My baby has some account which it has led her to come to my wife's womb and become my baby. So without reason nothing happens in life. God is not cruel. We suffer or enjoy as per our activities. Even today also, in this life also, you are suffering or enjoying as per your activities. You can't blame God. Oh God, where are you? Are you sleeping? Are you there or not there? If you are there, this wouldn't have happened to me. But actually we are blaming God for the reasons what we have done. For the activities that we have done, we are blaming God for that. But everybody is suffering and enjoying only by our own activities only. Not by anybody. Nobody else is responsible. We may say, the neighbor threw that ball and my eye got spoiled. This neighbor boy is so naughty that he was playing cricket. In spite of my telling, he was continuing playing cricket. And finally he hit the ball in such a way, it straight came to my eye and my eye is finished. I lost my eye. All blame gets to that boy. But if you are a wise person and you go deeper, you understand that the boy is just a pratinidhi, a representative, a nimitta for giving the reaction to you of your past karma which you have done some time back. If you were to lose your eye by the dint of your karma, the Prakruti or God has made that boy responsible as an instrument to get that happen. So, if at all we have to blame somebody, is only us. A wise man or a spiritual man will always think like this. A material man, a material lady will always blame others. Anything happens in life, they will like to blame others. That is the usual material nature of people. But once you understand spiritual science, you will understand that the only person to be blamed is me and nobody else. God is not making the child suffer to get trisomy 30. In fact, when the child or you or me are suffering due to something, God is trying to help you in that suffering by giving His mercy to you. It's like suppose somebody gets pneumonia and he only has access to one government third class hospital, or he has access to come to Bhakti Vedanta hospital. Now what is the difference? One place he will get third class treatment. Behaviorally also, socially also, financially also, medically also, septic point of view also, everything he will get third class treatment. But suppose he come to Bhakti Vedanta hospital, along with this he will get spiritual care also. God is always helping. In the given situations, the God will try to help you. What you would do, if your child is playing and a child fell down and broke his arms, you can do two things. You can beat the child. Who told you to go there and play? I told you not to go and play. And you can go on beating the child. Or you will take the child to hospital, get him cured nicely, then scold him afterwards. You have your choice, right? But as a mother, what you will do? As a mother, what you will do? You beat the child there only? If it is school teacher, maybe the school teacher will beat the child. But as a mother, however angry you are in the mind, I have told him not to go and play, but he still played. But still, now you will go and treat him. That is God. God is very kind. He is not going to only punish you for our wrong things. But even the wrong things that we have done, He will still help you to first get it solved, and then He may be harsh with you. So this faith that what I am trying to express now comes by knowledge only, that God is very kind. He is not bad. I am only bad. But in my bad only also, He is helping me. That is one understanding you should have. So either you can blame yourself, why me only, why God is so cruel, what the child has done, all those things. Or you can understand this as an opportunity of a service to a needy soul. In the long journey of the soul, soul is traveling from one place to another. And now it has come to your womb. And the journey is still on. Journey may be 9 months in the womb, or after birth maybe 2 months, or after birth maybe 6 months. Whatever, destiny is fixed. I mean, lifespan is fixed by God as per our journey. It's all fixed. Even yours and mine also is fixed. Please understand. It's not that, arey, hum log to abhi hai. You know, time is there. No, sabki saansein yahan par gini chuni hai. Everybody's breaths are counted here and limited. They are fixed number of breaths. You take few thousands of breaths per day and number of days are also fixed. And one day, the stock will end and you will take the last breath and you will go. So like that, that journey also is fixed. How much is the life remaining for that child? Now if you rise above this, why me only, if you come above this by counseling or by helping, then you will come to know there is great fortune that I have got. God has chosen me and my husband to father and mother this child. God has felt we both are eligible to take care of such child. God has trusted me and my wife to become father and mother of this child. And if He has trusted me, that means I have some service to do for God in the name of this child. God is expecting me to serve this child for whatever number of months or days the child has got. If you have this understanding, the next understanding is that human body, all of us are human bodies, right? Human body has a capacity of accepting spiritual care in all conditions of life, whether healthy, unhealthy, trisomy 21, trisomy 13, whichever condition you name, tetralogy of Fallot, you name, these all conditions are known and they are happening in human body. And the human body itself is a capable vehicle to receive the mercy of the Lord. Even other bodies can receive, but not as much as human body. Even you can go to a rat baby, six babies are lying here, one mother rat is here and everybody is like blind almost and breathing very heavily. You can go and chant there the name of the Lord. They will receive the mercy of the Lord. You can put some prasadam milk and they will suck the milk immediately. You can put some to yesterday's Gaur Purnima prasad next to them and they will immediately gulp it. A mother will put it in their mouth and they'll get the benefit. But still, the capacity of acceptance that you and me have is much higher than the rats and cats and dogs and cockroaches have. Your capacity is 250 ml and my capacity is 1 liter, suppose. And then his capacity is 5 liters. He's got 5 liter can. Like that, the difference is there in human beings and others. That means the child is in the womb or outside of the womb. Wherever the child is, in the human body, it has got tremendous capacity to accept spiritual inputs. And if the mother just now comes over the sorrow, because initially everybody is sorrowful and all, you know, emotionally ups and downs, and why me only, all those things happen, and some months go away, 2 months are like reconciling only, and then the child, mother is like settled down in acceptance, theek hai baba. And then afterwards the care starts. And whatever care the mother gives, the child is receiving all that care. It may be in destiny of the child to receive that care before the child passes away. So there is a war between two things. To keep worrying and keep sorrowing, or to do our service. Hai na? I can keep crying. Constantly, maybe 10% of the day I can keep crying, why me only. And 90% I can keep serving the child. And 10% I can keep crying. But I can also choose not even cry, but that 10% and 100% all time available, awake time, I can offer service to my child. Spiritually, whatever I can do. And higher than that is to feel fortunate and be grateful for what opportunity you have got. Is the highest of all. Never regret. Always be grateful that I have some opportunity to serve. You know what the devotee regrets? Or why, rather, when he should regret? When he does not have any opportunity to serve. That is a pitiable condition. You are a human being, but you do not have an opportunity to serve the Lord or anybody else, fellow living beings. That time you should mourn actually. I don't have any service. But there's tremendous service here. I would say, not tremendous, intense service available here in such cases. So all time one should be surrounded by the holy name. We have boxes, we have so many things available, technology. Put it on, be in the holy name, kirtan all time. Or you have technology, Bluetooth, everything. Put lectures on, keep on hearing, plan to hear. Now Krishna Leela, then Ram Leela, then Gaur Leela, and then this Leela, and Narsingha Leela. You can plan that way. When you are bored, you can hear. When you are okay, you can read. Other time when you are getting ready, wearing sari, dress, cooking, you can hear kirtan and lecture. You can just submerge yourself. Because child is in your womb. So all time, whatever you are hearing, child is hearing. But you are accepting, child also is accepting. By default. You may not know. You may fight with your mother-in-law. Child is receiving negativity of that also in the womb. Child is a blind receiver. That's why we say, keep the mother happy in pregnancy. It's a crime to make the mother unhappy during pregnancy. Keep her happy, whichever makes things happy to her. Maybe some good food will be happy, make her happy. Or maybe she will get happy by giving one sari to her. Or you say sweet words to her that may please her. Whatever way, keep her happy. Because when she is happy, she will secrete happy hormones. Do you know which are happy hormones? Or happy chemicals? Tell me. Which are happy chemicals? Endorphins, but which are the types? One is serotonin, one is dopamine, one is oxytocin, and one more. Yes, one more is there. Huh? Prolactin? No, prolactin only for breastfeeding. Oxytocin is the most wonderful chemical hormone in the body. Especially the oxytocin is produced when you embrace somebody with love, chest to chest, not sideways. When you embrace somebody chest to chest, no? Immediately channels open and oxytocin starts flowing. And as soon as oxytocin starts flowing, immunity increases, all organs function well. Everything happens wonderful in life. When you get depressed, you know, when your brain levels of serotonin and dopamine get depressed, get lower, the time you get depressed. And how this serotonin and dopamine are depressed in brain? When you are too much under stress. These are utilized by the stressful condition and they get used. Like I have 100 rupees and suddenly somebody comes and medicine, but 100 rupees is gone. That means 100 rupees is there but is consumed in the medical expenditure. Like that, the stress expenditure consumes all serotonin and dopamine. So what doctors give medicine which will increase the level of dopamine and serotonin in the brain so that you come out of your depression. When it takes 3 to 6 months to come up with the depleted levels. Another way to bring up these hormones is to sleep well. To really sleep well without disturbance. Can you put the AC off, please? So, that's why happiness is important. When you are negative, all time talking negative of people, everybody in the world you talk negative, everybody you find faults with, you criticize everybody, then all these chemicals which come out of body, this will just depress you, exhaust your good chemicals, reduce your immunity, disturb your sleep, and then many things, you catch infections and you know, you get used to the hormones in the body which are negative. You get addicted inside the body. The all time negative hormones coming up. Some people are habitual negative thinkers. Even if nothing is wrong in life, but they are habitually negative thinkers. They keep thinking negative only about things. About neighbors, about friends, about relatives, about mother, father, sister and mother-in-law, about colleagues in office. Everywhere they go, they only have to find faults and tick negative. Nothing is going wrong in life as such, but it's nature. That's why we were discussing today morning only in my house that one needs good association of good positive people constantly in life. Then only your thinking might change. If you have good people who talk positive, talk good things about others only, don't ponder on the faults, then with their company you also will gradually change. For example, I was talking to one person yesterday and then person started immediately talking something ill about one sadhu in Barsana. Just by hearsay matter. So I said, Prabhu, don't talk about that sadhu because you don't know what the fact is. You are just hearsay discussing things. No, I saw this. I said, even if it is true, don't venture into negative talks about that sadhu. How it is going to benefit you? So after 4 or 5 my strong statements, the discussion stopped there. And if I would have said, oh really? Then it would have continued. Oh really? I didn't know this. When did it happen? If I would have prompted that, it would have gone on. But I effortfully 5 times stayed the same statement and then it got ended. But so much of urge was there to talk. So negativity is everywhere in the world. You don't want to find it. It's always there. Positivity is very rare. And you have to create it sometimes. You have to cultivate it sometimes. You have to associate with that, those kind of people, to change your sorrowful mind state into happy state. So, what is the purpose of counseling in such cases? That your negative mind, which is saying, why me only, you have to convert into a happy, grateful mindset. And then once that is created, then you can tell what is to be done. Then they will start doing. The child in the womb has come by his own destiny, right? Child has no choice. It has come as per destiny. Now, if you become negative, the child will get negative vibrations inside, negative input, right? Or you are happy and grateful, not cribbing, why me only, why me only, why this child has come to me. Then, if you are happy only, then child will get happy hormones. The child also will remain happy inside. Whatever time God has given, it will get what it deserves in the womb, in that much period of time. That's why I said, I gave example of 10% crying and 90% doing service. That means what? 10% something is going negative in the child, which child shouldn't be actually receiving. So that is what we have to do. Keep on motivating, keep on appreciating, keep on encouraging. This is a great service. And not only a good service, it's an intensely good service. It demands attention, focus, cultivation, and real dedication. Huh? It's just not like, okay, I will hear one lecture per day and afterwards I'll watch television. I just can't do that much. Potential is 100%, but you're doing only 10 minutes. But if you are really concerned about the welfare of the child who has come to your womb, then you'll work day and night. Suppose your mother-in-law is sick and she's in ICU. Will you say, 10 minutes I can think about her. Rest of the time I'm very busy. I have my job, I have my children. But suppose somebody is in the house in ICU, then everything becomes secondary and that becomes primary. Your whole life is now revolving around that admission. Who's doing it in the night? You sit in the night, I sit in the daytime. You cook and you bring and I go to drop child and you do this thing and you go there and I come here. And you go and get the report, I go and get the medicines, and you go and do that. You meet the doctor and you meet the nurse. Everybody is just like coordinating so that the mother who is in the ICU is in focus. Similarly, child in the womb right now, it's not in an ICU. But you have to focus. So everything in life is convertible from negative into positive. Each and every situation in your life can cause sorrow to you or can cause happiness to you. It is only how you look at it. It's only how you look at it. Miseries can be turned into opportunities by the change of your consciousness. I suppose it's a miserable situation. For example, in one village, a company went to sell shoes. But they said, in this village, nobody wears shoes. So the salesman came back. He said, I can't sell any shoes. Nobody wears shoes here. Another company went and they saw, it's a wonderful opportunity. We can educate them to wear shoes here. Nobody wears shoes. There are so many legs free here. All legs can wear shoes actually. So one person came back and said, nobody wears, there's no culture of wearing shoes here. And he came back. Another company went and made everybody wear shoes. What they did? They preached and they created the need. Do you know how you all started digging tea in life? There was no tea in India 225 years back. Can you believe this today? Can you believe this today? None of you will believe me. You'll consider me a fool. How can that be? Here every single baby who is 1 year old drinks tea now. So much tea. And if I come to your house and you don't offer me tea, I get offended. And if you don't tell me cha genarka, you feel bad. That much it has gone in your blood. Tea has become so much part of your life. But my dear friends, in India, 225 years, there was no tea. What the Britishers did, they planted tea on the slopes of the mountain where our cows would graze as Gai Ran, as a free area for cows to graze and get their nourishment. They wanted to kill the cow culture. So they thought, to kill the cow culture, first you have to destroy the Gai Ran. So they planted the tea there. So cows, no place anymore to graze. So cows became burden. So they started selling the cows. And that's how the cows gradually from 100 became 50, 50 to 25, 25 to 10, 10 to 5, 5 to 2. Because there is no, you have to spend money now to buy fodder and buy this and buy that and cut thing in the house and feed them in the house. Free food was available, band ho gaya. So this is one thing happened. Second thing, the tea leaves are already up there. And no one drinks tea here. Everyone drinks milk and kada and kashaya and all those things, herbals, preparations. So British has preached to everybody. This tea is very good. This has got caffeine. This can increase your heart rate, metabolic rate, give you freshness, give you energy, wakefulness. Wonderful. Free of charge. Drink it now. So everybody drank. And what happened? It felt very nice. Wow. Wonderful. Can I get one more? Yes, tomorrow morning we'll distribute again. So again tomorrow morning. And third morning. And fourth morning, they said it costs 5 rupees. It will cost 5 rupees. By the time you are addicted, you didn't need it. You never needed it. Now also you don't need it. But you have made it into a need. So Britishers took that opportunity to sell their tea. And we all drink tea today. It's like that. So we have to create a situation. No one needs Krishna consciousness. No one needs devotion to God. So what devotees do? They preach and then they tell you that you need and then you take it and you like it and then you become a devotee. You can go to area and they say, it's all sinful people here. And somebody will say, I can't preach here. It's impossible to preach here. Another person will say, oh, good opportunity. It's a good opportunity to educate people here. So like that, this situation of trisomy 13 in the womb can be an opportunity. And you have to create that opportunity in the mind of the mother and father. Why I told this example today? Because all of your lives are filled with variety of such occasions. None of you may have trisomy 13 baby in your house, but you have another variety of situation in your house, which will put you down, will feel, my God, why me only? Why my mother-in-law is like this? Why my father-in-law is like this? Why my husband is like this? Why my son is like this? Why my house is like this? Why my car is like this? Why my job is like this? Why my face is like this? Why my hair is like this? Why my body is like this? We can go on unlimited things. Why my atmosphere is so cheeky and so sticky? Why I'm not in Himalaya in a very natural atmosphere? Why my job is only in Mumbai and I have to stay here only in the atmosphere which I don't like at all? So much pollution is there. You can go on. Whole life you can fill up with these negativities. But you have to always see, there is always something good in that situation also. Search for the good, dwell in good, and be good, and be happy. Otherwise, if you don't have your capacity, you don't have a desire, keep suffering. And no one likes suffering. Your nature is to be happy. So try to be happy. Be happy. When you're happy, you can actually face situations in life much better than what you could have done earlier. मैं बार बार ही बताते रहता सबको बताते रहता हूँ हाँ द प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशन टू गॉड हैज द कैपेसिटी टू टर्न अ मिजरेबल सिचुएशन इन अ वेरी ब्लिसफुल सिचुएशन द सेम कंडीशन द वे यू लर्न टू लुक एट इट इट कैन टर्न अ मोस्ट मिजरेबल सिचुएशन इन टू अ हैप्पी सिचुएशन फॉर यू दिस वन स्क्रिप्चर कॉल्ड एज बृहद भागवतामृत It's a very high level scripture. It is mentioned there, for those who love God, or it's rather like this, the most miserable situations are turned into happy situations for those who love God by God. The most miserable situations in life are turned into most happy situations by God for those who love God. So what you should be doing, if you love God, then God will turn it for you. If you blame God, He has nothing to do for you. the miserable situation will continue as it is, but you will remain happy also at the same time. And you will still continue remaining in a body that is not beautiful. Maybe your body is not beautiful. What one can do? Maybe your financial condition may not change. Maybe your house, jhopadi may not change also. The so-called misery that you thought will continue as it is. What will change is you. The situations will not change. What is changeable and what will change is you. And if it is changeable, please change it. Don't break your head against changing things which cannot change. Accept them as the will of the Lord. But what can be changed must be changed. And what is changeable in life? It's only you. Rather than putting like this, what is changeable is me. My mother-in-law cannot change, my father-in-law cannot change, my husband cannot change, my house cannot change, my job cannot change, my hairstyle cannot change, my hair, my eyes cannot change, my nose cannot change. Only change is my attitude. I can change my... Yeah, it may change, but it may change temporarily. And they will die out, dying in tub after some time. Yeah, everything may change. You may take so many medicines, finally you may get a heart attack and you will fall in tub and you will die. So those changes are not permanent changes. We are talking about changes in attitude within you. That has to change. When you don't accept the reality of life as it is, na, then you do all these things. You know, go and do surgeries and plastic surgeries and spend so much money, do a lot of makeup and make your hair change, eyes change, look, nose will change and skin will change and put a nose bone, transplant, everything you will do. But life will not change. Death will not be postponed. Death will come at its own opportune time. Whatever you do, she has done nothing. Michael Jackson spent 20-100 times more money into what he did. He changed everything. But still, he couldn't be happy. He died a miserable death. After having so much fame and wealth, it's all illusory. It's all temporary. It's all illusory. You know, it's just, you feel it's there, but it's the person whose hand, if I touch your hand, suppose like this, everybody touches my hand, I'm a celebrity. So they would not wash their hands for 8 days. Because Michael Jackson touched me. So they would not touch. He touched me here. So they will not wash this for 7 days. Like that craze was there. But one who had that hand, which was so precious for others, was he happy? That is the whole question. So you adore it so much. Yes.
Can you give an explanation for the death of the prodigy?
Only the way we understand is by the power of faith. First you should understand. Only if you have faith, you can accept things as they are. So God has always great plans for people, which may not be understood by you at that moment. But what God does is always for good. He always does what is good for the soul, which may not be understood by you and me, who is mother, father, wife, husband of that person. So what we understand is that when God wants you to do higher service in some higher destination, then this kind of thing happen. And you go to the higher destination. Like that. And also one more understanding is that what we have is what God does is inconceivable. Maybe till this end of his life you will not understand why this happened to that person in Vada. Till the life you are not able to logically understand aisa kyun hua? Aisa kyun God ko karna chahiye tha? And that is also a fact. You may not understand. What you do, everything your child understands. Okay? Tell me. If your child is 5-year-old, can you explain something? What happened with my husband's brother fell in love with somebody and she committed suicide and now we are going there. Can the child understand? However you child try to understand, make the child understand. Can you explain the child what's actually happening in the house? Your father is just now caught up in a legal case of some fraud in some bank which he did and now he's going to jail. So can you explain your child if that is true? There are some things which you may not understand. I may think I am mature, grown up person, but from God's point of view, I may be a baby. So I may not understand everything what God is doing. But what I can understand is by faith that whatever He does is good. Akbar and Birbal one time in sitting in the assembly, and they were eating fruits and cutting the fruits and eating and talking also. Suddenly while talking and eating, his finger got cut. Whose? Akbar's finger. So Birbal said, whatever God does is very good. So Akbar got very angry. How you can say this? My finger is bleeding and it is good for me. So immediately put him in jail. I'm very angry with you. How can you say something is so bad as cutting my finger as good? They put him in jail. And finally doctor came, Hakim came, tied up his finger and went to office and started working. And one day after that he was hunting. Actually his finger got cut, like he lost the tip of the finger. It got healed and one day he went with hunting with some other person. He went in deep forest and he lost the way. And it became dark. So they went inside further, so saw some light somewhere. So they thought some people are living there, so I'll go and take shelter there. But they were aborigine tribals were there. And they were looking for a bali for their devi. And they saw some unknown beings coming up, so they captured him. And their guru said, good, devi has sent us some ready-made bali by her power and mercy. So thank you very much. Please go and prepare this bali. So they bathed him and they fed him. And then last was examination of the bali, whether the bali is complete or not. So then they examined and they found the finger is, tip is missing. So it's not complete. So the king was released. That time the king understood what he said. So happy that what Birbal said was right. Today if the finger was not cut, they would have killed me. And I was not in the power to fight with them. There were so many of them. So he was very happy and he came home. And immediately released Birbal. Thank you, Birbal. I understood what was good. But I didn't understand one thing. How it was good for you to be in the jail? For me it is good. I was saved from death. But I put you in jail to suffer and get punished. And you said, whatever God does is right. So how it was good for you? He said, if I was not put in jail, generally I go with you for hunting. If I was with you, then they would have spared you and I would have been killed. This is how I am saved, so it is good for me. But while he was in jail, because he had faith, he understands. Otherwise, he'll say, hey, dekho na, itna achha kaam kar raha hu Akbar ke liye, but still I'm in jail. But because of knowledge, he had faith. I don't understand now, but I know it is for good for me. How it is good for me? Maybe I'll understand, or maybe I'll not understand. But I know for good, it is for good for me. So the time when Akbar put him in jail, maybe many months must have passed. All those months, Akbar, Birbal felt ki, whatever God does is good for me. But I don't understand how. And later on, he understood. And he explained, this is how it is. The king, when his finger got cut, he didn't understand. He got angry actually. Not even understanding, he got very angry. And he punished somebody for that. But later on one fine day, he came to know, oh, this is good for me. I was saved. So when every bad thing happens, you should tell yourself like this, ki, maybe something is good in this. I don't understand it right now. Something is good in this, which is not in my capacity to understand, or God doesn't make me feel now to understand. But I have faith in God. He doesn't do anything bad. Always does everything good. So I may not be able to explain to you how that was good. To his wife, I may not be able to explain how that was good. Rather, I will never say it was good. I will always say, sympathize, empathize, counsel her, be kind to her, be helpful to her. I may be never able to say how it is good for her. But if in my heart of my heart I understand that God is very kind, then someday you will understand. Or someday you will not understand. It doesn't matter. But you have faith that whatever happens in this world happens by the mercy of the Lord and happens for good. With this note, you can be always happy. Everything you will see in a good light only, not in bad light. Any other question is there? Yes. We see things good or bad as per how we feel ourselves when those things happen. And we term those things good which makes you feel good. And we term those things which make me feel bad are bad. So it's only mind game. If I say, Vaidehi, you are a very crooked woman. You don't want to hear that. That's why it is very bad for you and you will feel bad for it. And if I say, you are a very nice woman, I have not seen any generous woman like you, you are so kind, you are so good, and it feels you nice, so you feel this is nice. But sometimes the bad thing that you feel is good for you and the good thing that you feel is bad for you. Maybe I am praising you to get something out of you. And maybe I am criticizing you for your good. What is you are doing to your child? You are beating him. You are scolding him. You are punishing him. And she is saying, my mother, such a good lady outside, such a bad lady for me. Huh? I'll tell you one more story to you. There was one chore. Did lot of chore in life. Lot of chore in life. I always got escaped. But finally he was caught. And so many chores he had done. He was to be hanged, to hang till death. So they asked him, what is your final desire before dying? He said, I want to go and meet my mother before I die. Then fine, always you can meet your mother. So as soon as he were taken to the mother, he bit her ear and took her ear out of the body. Itna jor se kata usko. So he was wondering, why you did this? Why are you doing this? You are about to be hanged, you know, so sinful you are. He said, my dear mother, if you had punished me with my first theft, today I wouldn't have been hanging on the court, in the court of law. So if the mother would have beaten him after first theft, was it good for him or bad for him? But she didn't do that. She made him feel good all the time. And he went on doing chori. And today he is hanged, to be hanged. So that time my mother would have scolded. He would have said, what cruel mother is there? See, she is beating me like anything. I just stole some bread or some batata vada somewhere and she is beating me like anything. But that is for your good. And mother doesn't do that, all bad things happen after that. Till fussy. So what is good may not be always good for you. And what is bad may not be bad for you. You have to understand, don't go on the mental platform. What makes you feel good at mental level is all good for you. But most of the times what you feel good, what makes you feel good is not good for you. You love to eat batata vadas. You love to eat samosas. But if you have diabetes and heart disease, it feels good. Which is good for you? No. It feels good to drink alcohol and get intoxicated and dance. If you have liver disease, it makes you feel really good. But tomorrow you will be on deathbed. If you have jaundice, eating pakoda is extremely tasty. But you eat pakoda, tomorrow you will die of a hepatic coma. So then, agar kisi ko marna hai, jaundice ke patient ko, usko bhaji khilao. Agle din mar jayega. So what is important? To feel good is important. No. Feel good is a mental state and it's all temporary always. Bad things are in store for you when you do feel good for something. So do absolute good and go on that platform of absolute good, that is the Lord. From that point of view, think what is good and bad. Then you are on the right platform. All the other platforms of good or bad are illusory and temporary. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.